Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast. My name is Emma Mumford and I'm your host. I'm an award-winning life coach and mentor, 2 times best-selling author, law of attraction YouTuber, speaker, and badass entrepreneur. My mission is to awaken and inspire women to turn their dream life into an abundant reality and to help them create their positively wealthy life full of abundance, happiness, and joy. I do this through sharing the power of law of attraction and spirituality. I hope my podcast will inspire you to raise your game and start living your best life today. Without further ado, let's get started with this week's episode. Hey queens, and welcome back to my Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast, the birthday edition. Whoop whoop. So I was thinking about what to record this week and I was like, hey, what about some reflections over the last year? I feel like with the Aquarius full moon last week, and I feel like it's the current energy. It may just be me. It may just be because a lot of things like happened around this time last year that I'm just naturally reflecting upon those things. But I thought it would be really, I guess, helpful, reflective, and sharing with you as well would be to reflect upon the last year and also share my top tips, tools, and lessons from the last 12 months of my life and more. Obviously, it's always going to roll into more. So it is my birthday. As you're listening to this, oh my God, how funny. Literally, as you're listening to this podcast, it is my birthday. So it is my 28th year on this planet, and life's treating me well, to be honest. I don't really tend to share too much about my personal life or me, just, you know, for privacy reasons, just because I like to keep things to myself and keep things private out of respect for myself and others. So life is treating me well. I have no complaints. And for me, I feel like even saying that is such an accomplishment. Obviously, if you guys know, if you read my Positively Wealthy book, the last few years have been really transformative for me. Obviously, I have my spiritual awakening. I, you know, have gone through so much healing over the last 6 years, but really that Positively Wealthy journey went from like, it took like manifestation to the next level for me, really, where I really had to address fulfillment. I really had to address a heck of a lot of trauma and inner work. And really it was like time for that next level of expansion, I guess, where I learned all the wrong ways to manifest. I learned all the ways to manifest but feel unfulfilled. So now it was time to like learn the right ways to manifest and really look at fulfillment, look at your version of wealth, and not settle. Self-worth has been a massive lesson over the last year. So flashback to this time last year, I had a very interesting psychic reading. Not positive, not negative, just a very interesting one. And I actually did everything against that psychic reading. I laugh at it because it was generally the best thing to ever happen. But I think at the time, even I was like, whoa, you're actually going against what this person has said. Like, are you okay, hun? But for me, I knew that it was time. I knew that there was no other way. And I knew in my soul that that was the right thing to do. So I think if anything, it was just challenging me again, the universe, to say, look, you put yourself on a psychic ban. Yes, you've had a birthday reading, that's fine. But don't put all your eggs in one basket. Don't put your trust, your faith, and everything on what somebody externally says to you, because You know, tomorrow is not promised. Yes, psychics can be helpful, but I really think as we move into this new way of life and how energy works, like, stuff changes. I don't know hardly anybody's psychic readings that have worked out over the last few years, not because these people are frauds, not because these people are bad, but simply because of the way energy works. Timelines are switching quicker now more than ever. Time is warping. A lot of people are saying, you know, like, whoa, Emma, like, I feel like we've blinked and it's September. And it really is, because time is warping, time is speeding up. You know, in the universe, there is no such thing as time. It's only our human self that is experiencing linearness time. So now we're kind of more experiencing that multidimensional energy of like how there is no certainties. And obviously, as our human selves, we crave certainties, we love certainties, we thrive off certainties. But unfortunately, that's not how life works. So I think self-worth and I think control have been the biggest lessons for me in the last year. So after that psychic reading, I made a massive life decision, which I never thought I would do, but it was the best decision in my life I've ever made. And from making that strong decision and being wholeheartedly in that decision, not looking back and walking forwards in my life, the movement and manifestations that I wanted for so long happened, and I was the one keeping myself stuck. Now, I will say, to contradict that I believe in divine timing, I believe in soul contracts, I believe that karmic things have to happen to get us to the place we're meant to be. So it's kind of like a catch-22 of, yes, I was holding myself back, but equally I believe everything had to happen in that timing because everything fell into place perfectly. So it's a hard one, isn't it? But I suppose at that time, I was destined to see greater, see the truth of the situation, and to be able to move forwards into this new life. So what then happened was a heck of a lot of transition. Lots of connections started coming into my life, healing connections, karmic connections, to really help me heal, release things, and to prepare me for this new place in my life. So I don't look back and feel like, oh, that was annoying. I look back, obviously at the time it was shit. Obviously at the time it was like, you know, probably not a walk in the park, but I look at how much transition and growth has happened and I'm like, whoa, like that, all of that just flew by and now you're here and it feels like you're in this like total different universe to where you were last year. So a lot of people said, you know, your 27th year is like your biggest year. It's where you start going into your Saturn return. A lot of people argue it's 28 to 30. Judging by what I've gone through the last year of my life, it's definitely 27. This starts definitely. And I'm really proud of the transformation that has happened so far. I'm certain there will be more as I go through my Saturn return up until 30, of course. But I look at the massive, massive life changes, like humongous changes and bravery that I've had throughout the last year. And I'm like, you know what? You had lady balls. You had the lady balls to claim what you wanted fearlessly. You gave up control, you surrendered, and you allowed so fearlessly because you were so confident in your self-worth that you manifested everything because you had the confidence to do so, because you had the self-worth to not settle for anything less than you deserved. So obviously that takes time, and that also takes a level of inner work, because the self-worth is what was stopping me from living the life, or, you know, I hate saying the word dream life, but I guess the life that I've always wanted to lead. And all of this reflected in every single area of my life: work, friendships, relationships, my home life, family life, everything you can think of, health. So every single like aspect of my life was then up for, should we say, renewal, was up for review and improvements. So as I came to the end of last year, you guys will know if you listen to this podcast and my YouTube videos that my health really came to the forefront. And I discovered, after having chronic acne for 3 years and not really receiving any support or help from the NHS with that, I went private and I discovered that I had high prolactin, which is one of the sex hormones, which is very dangerous. I was at 1,500, which was pretty much, how are you alive still, hun? Are you okay? I mean, I was quite concerned by their their haste with the MRI scans and everything like that. But obviously super, super grateful that the NHS stepped up and were able to do that. So I was very grateful that I did pay to go private, because it meant that I was then able to be seen on the NHS with haste and speed, and I got test results really quickly. So I'm super grateful for that. And obviously because of COVID, nobody was in the clinics. So obviously I got seen really quickly because of obviously the severity of it, but also because there wasn't like outpatient appointments. So I discovered I had high prolactin. I was also experiencing burnout, which nobody spoke to me about. It's only really looking back that I'm like, whoa, you were really being forced to slow down. So my body was just not functioning. There were days I couldn't get up. There were days, so it went way further than just acne. It was my whole mental health as well. Of there were days I couldn't get up. There were days I felt physically exhausted. So I was experiencing burnout mixed with obviously the side effects of high prolactin. And it was really scary. It was like a shit, like you have not looked after your body the last few years through trauma, through stress, through chronic stress. You know, my body was finally releasing it because I had finally entered that stage where I was like healing the last 4 years of my life, which were very intense years. So of course my body felt safe enough to then release that, which meant everything had to come to the surface, and it played out as high prolactin and burnout. So I had to make massive pivots in my business. I realized that how I was working was how I was working 4 years ago, and not evolving and adjusting to obviously the massive platforms I've gained since, right? So I was doing things like I'd done things from day one, but not realizing that in day one, I didn't have a podcast, a membership, 3 courses. So I was still doing things the same way I had been doing 4 years ago. And I mean, in terms of life coaching sessions. So I was, and business coaching and author. So I was basically trying to see as many people as I could, because obviously I love my job. I love my job. I love what I do, but it was causing me so much burnout. And, you know, it's a good problem to have. As I said to people, it's a good problem to have, to be fully booked every single month for a year. And obviously with lockdown and COVID, my business boomed to the fact my accountant called me the last week and was like, Emma, do you know how much money you earned last year? I was like, no, what's going on? Tell me. Like, I had a guess, obviously. But he was like, yeah, you're going to need to, you know, be aware of this. And I was like, holy, thank you, universe. So you can just, you know, get the gist from here that the last year I have been fully booked in coaching, in courses, in everything. Throughout the whole of lockdown, I worked. And I did that, I think, to, you know, keep myself busy, keep myself afloat. Obviously, we didn't know what was going to happen. So obviously, for, you know, stability reasons, it's, you know, good to work. And I think all of this just caught up with me. So I realized that I had to make big changes. And ironically, a psychic reading I had at the end of last year with another lady, she did say, she was like, your business is going to be pivoting. You need to like really evaluate what you're doing and do things better for balance. And all of that definitely came into fruition, like balance in my health, balance in energy, balance, just balance in every single area of my life was the theme, quite literally. And all of these things were coming up to allow me to create that divine balance, which super, super grateful for, because I couldn't see this before. And you know, everyone's always said to me, how do you do so much? How do you do it? And I can never answer them. I guess I just do it. I do it because I love what I do. So I really took a step back and pivoted on what I was doing. I took on way less clients. I had to cancel sessions, and I really had to put my health first, because I couldn't be any use to anybody if I couldn't even turn up to the sessions because I was ill in bed, you know? So I took time off, and ironically, after New Year, heading into this year, obviously, I had no plans of manifesting Luna into my life. I was like, you know, when I buy a property with somebody, that's probably going to be the right time. I don't want to do it by myself. You know, it's going to be a lot. So I'd rather do it with a partner, you know, when we've got our own house and I don't have to worry about it in rented accommodation. So again, that was like a couple year plan. That was just not a plan at all. And George, my friend, always said to me, he was like, Emma, the dog's coming first. And I was like, shut up, George. No, she's not. That's impossible. Blah, 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 blah. I made all the excuses. And I actually ironically posted over Christmas a picture of me in my Dash Hound jumper on Instagram. And a lot of people were like, you know, when the right time comes, it will happen. And I was like, guys, like, it's just chill. Like, she's not coming anytime soon. the joke was on me. She really was. So after New Year, I kept seeing this puppy in meditation. And this is how normally things come to me. I start seeing them in meditation before they arrive in the physical. And I was like, what the heck? Why am I seeing this puppy? Like, surely not. So anyway, ironically, a week later, my friend who I've known since school got in touch. We'd always planned that I would have one of her mini Dash Hounds puppies when they were breeding her. Got in touch and was like, Vogue's having puppies. Like, are you still interested? And I was like, hell yeah. So then I was like, shit, this is actually happening. And it just felt like a full body yes. I can't explain it. It was like every excuse, every problem suddenly didn't matter. And I knew I had to do this and that this was the time for it to happen. It was so peculiar. So I then, talking of George, she's just messaged me. His ears must have been burning. So I then went to my landlord and was like, okay, I really want to get a mini Dash Hound. It's been a dream of mine for years. My friend has, she's, you know, her dog's having puppies. How would you feel about me getting a dog? And to my absolute shock, he said yes and was fine with it. So it was like every issue I thought there would be, there wasn't an issue. So if you've seen Luna's manifestation story, you know what comes next. It's a whole big long story where sadly Vogue miscarried. I didn't end up getting Luna from my friend's dog. But crazy story, the day I found out that within 24 hours I had met Luna's owner. She was coming, so instead of coming in 2 months' time, she was coming in 1 week's time. It was just so crazy. And ironically, I was like, I really don't want an Aries puppy. Like, it's gonna be like me because I'm Aries rising. I was like, I don't want an Aries puppy. And I knew I wasn't going to get one, but every time the dates would move forward and Vogue wasn't giving birth, we were like, shit, the puppy's definitely going to be Aries. So anyway, ironically, Luna's not. She's an Aries. She's an Aries. She's an Aquarius sun and a Pisces moon, exactly like my best friend Hannah. So we joke that basically I have Hannah in a dog form, which is very true. She's a flirt, this dog. She just rolls on her belly to any dog. She's sassy. She walks me most of the time on our walks. And she's very defiant. She's very rebellious and very much is revolution, that dog. So classic Aquarius. So maybe an Aries would have been better, but she's brilliant. And obviously, like, Luna coming into my life was just the movement I needed. It was the one thing where I was like, oh my God, something is actually happening in my personal life. And I've actually got movement forwards and I've actually got some positivity here. And honestly, Luna coming into my life has been like the most healing thing ever. It has brought so much love and joy to myself, my family, my friends, my loved ones all around me. Like, she literally has been the biggest blessing ever. And I had, you know, this time last year, I had zero awareness of that happening. It felt very impossible. It wasn't even on my radar. I didn't even want her. Like, not like I didn't want her, but that sounds terrible. But I wasn't in, like, I was like, hey, that's a couple years off. Like, it just wasn't on my radar that that was a possibility or could happen. And it's just crazy that as soon as New Year came in, it was like something switched and everybody could suddenly see this dog coming in. So moving past that, a lot of inner work had also come up along this time to do with control, to do with surrendering, and really just trusting the divine plan. And to be honest, along all of this, I really was just enjoying life, healing when it came up, working with some awesome people, you know, re-pivoting my business, trying to find alignment and happiness and finding the right fit in my business of what would really serve me and serve other people. So really, I was just really focused on being a dog mum, you know, working on my business, getting that feeling good, trying to align my health, balance, inner work. Like, I had a, you know, my plates were full. There was not really any other room for any other manifestations. But the universe was like, you've done the work, boo. Now it's time to receive. So a lot of other amazing manifestations have come into my life since. And I, you know, I sit here now, like I said at the beginning, and say, like, life is treating me really well and I have no complaints. And it's mental to even think that when I look back to 12 months ago, that where I was then to where I am now feels like a whole million lifetimes ago, and I feel like a whole million different versions of myself since. And I put that down to, and I really want to share this because if anybody else has felt really stuck and that they're doing the inner work and things aren't showing up and they feel impatient and they're like, come on, universe, like, I've done my fucking time. Like, I really did feel like that. That sometimes having that absolute lady balls, bravery and courage to jump off into the unknown is exactly what you need to do. And, you know, I was ready. I was like, I trust, I'm going to surrender what I think is meant for me, and I am gonna completely and utterly wholeheartedly surrender and trust the universe's plan. And instead of forcing, instead of putting time frames or goals or whatever, I just said, you know what I want, universe, how do I get there, lead me there. So I really just focused on inner happiness. I really just, that was the goal, inner happiness and peace. Luna was not the goal. These other manifestations were not even on my radar. Like, yeah, it would have been nice, but I wasn't consciously thinking those things were anytime soon. I thought they were miles off. But when I truly surrendered and when I truly allowed myself to heal, to address what I needed to, and created the space for that. You look, before I was so busy with everything, I didn't have the space for any of that healing to come up. So the universe had to get my attention to be like, hey, you want those things? You need to create the space. You need to have the balance in your life to be able to sustain and maintain those things you want. So really, you know, a year up to my healing. And another massive thing is obviously when my prolactin was 1,500, which for record, the normal score is like 300 to 500. So they were very concerned mine was that high. And obviously I'm so, so grateful that it wasn't prolactinoma, which is something a lot serious, a lot more serious than, you know, just high prolactin. They didn't give me any medication for it. They kind of went a little bit, they did all the tests and were like, oh, you're fine. Oh, you've got hyperprolactin. You know, we'll just check it in 6 months. And I was like, so you've gone from telling me this is like dangerously high to the point you're seriously concerned to now, oh, we'll just leave it 6 months. So obviously in my power and in my ways of alternatively healing things as well, I was like, I'm not just going to sit on my ass for 6 months. Bitch, please. So I researched supplements and natural holistic ways to reduce prolactin, which was taking B6, vitamin B6 and vitamin E. I looked up the effects of prolactin with meditation and yoga. And because you can't do really like Zumba and high intense workouts, you basically can't do any workouts when you have high prolactin. I literally did walking and I did yoga each day, and that's all the exercise I could do for like 8 months. Very recently have I taken Zumba back up when I felt like my body was happier and could handle it. So not only was I walking every day, which was manifesting Luna into my life quite literally, because I was like, wouldn't it be nice to have a dog with me one day walking these walks? And then, you know, every single day without fail, I walked. I walked the walk I walk today with Luna. And, you know, I really do think that that's what manifested her in, if I'm honest. It was like, created the space for those dog walks each day. So I did yoga, I did meditation, I did mindfulness, I took the supplements, and I really removed any stress from my life that I could, because stress is what raises it, chronic stress and obviously trauma and things. And I removed every stress from my life. I balanced everything in my life. And very recently, you know, and stupidly, I put off the blood test for ages. I have this thing where I just put stuff off, whether it's a dentist or like the blood test to check up on my prolactin. I put it off, and I think I put it off out of fear. Like, what happens if it's gone up? What happens if it's worse? So I bit the bullet and was like, nope. And, you know, again, I believed them, because one day I just woke up and was like, now is the time to get that blood test. So I knew that, I thought I was avoiding it, but maybe there was like, you know, maybe I was avoiding it. Maybe there was a divine reason of why one day I was like, do it. Now is the time. So I had it, and I'm so pleased and proud to say that it is 357 and well within the healthy range. And even my doctor said to me, how the heck did you do that, Emma? We didn't give you any medication. And I said, I did it with supplements. I researched the holistic ways to reduce it. And she was like, well, she said, you're living proof that that works. And, you know, for a doctor to say that, I was like, yeah, I am. So I am really proud that I've been able to do that, because, you know, I didn't just want to sit back and waste 6 months and for it to get worse, because it was something to be seriously, you know, aware of and conscious of. It's not just like a little thing. It was quite a big thing. So I was like, I'm not just going to sit back. Hell no. So obviously my health has healed over the last year. My body, mental, like emotional health massively. I've been doing tons of inner work. And I really think that shows within myself of even without these manifestations coming in, like I just have naturally been probably the happiest place of my life, not because of anything external, but because of just inner peace, inner happiness, balance, harmony. I'm not overworking myself. So really the last year has been about balance. The last year has been about releasing control, surrendering my plans to the universe, low plans, and saying, do you know what, hun, I'm done. I trust you. Like, I've tried to control this for too long now. It's too much, and I trust you. And from taking that big leap of faith last year, literally this time last year, I did it on my birthday. The biggest blessings have come into my life, and it feels pretty damn good. And that's not to say that, you know, every day is the best day ever and I'm just like high vibe all the time. Like, life happens. It's impossible to to do that, and it's fake. It's fake if anybody tells you that they are just living their best life every single day. It's fake. You know, challenges come up, lessons come up, blessings come up. We live in a very weird world right now where there's a lot going on. So, you know, each day brings new things, whether it's good,
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Whether it's bad, like choose to say it is neutral, and just be like, how do I respond to this? How do I choose to show up and respond to this today, you know? So for me, it's been a big year. It's been a big year. And last week I also signed my third traditional book publishing deal with Watkins, my amazing publishers, for the book that I've always wanted to write. And it's just crazy because how I thought that book was going to be is the polar opposite, but the themes are still there. So it's funny how that's really evolved, and how through my healing and through the last year of my life, that book has literally written itself with this journey I've gone through, which never ceases to surprise me. I'm like, of course, universe, of course. And I'm grateful that I have such personal, I guess, personal experience to be able to write that book, right? So it feels like a really good time. I feel like I'm writing the best work that I've ever done. It's deep, it's meaningful, it's so good. And I really see where my work is going and how law of attraction is absolutely something I will always talk about and I'm so passionate about and flipping love. But also as well, there's another theme which I really want to bring in, which helps us to be able to manifest and helps us to truly, truly live the life of our dreams, not the superficial, basic bitch law of attraction teachings that are out there, because I did that. And that's how I ended up writing Positively Wealthy, because I was like, but I did what they said on the tin and it didn't feel good. So that's why I wrote Positively Wealthy. So this book is really going to be the extension of Positively Wealthy, of taking it even deeper. Still a book on Law of Attraction, but it's a slightly different theme, which is not something I thought I'd be writing about. But as it's unfolded, as the universe has revealed it to me, I'm like, that makes a lot of sense. So it's a good in. It's coming out November 2022, so a little bit of a wait, but again, divine timing. That's when I knew it was going to come out, and I need time to write it. So it's still being written. So I'm really excited about that. And I think, you know, to be able to walk into my 28th year in quite literally the most polar opposite way to how I walked into 27th year, I'm like, shit, a year can really change your life. Like, a year really can change your life. And I really want for anybody listening who has resonated to maybe how I was feeling before, or has read Positively Wealthy and is like, that's me, that you can change your life in a year. You just have to be brave enough to claim it. You just have to have the self-worth enough to stop choosing things that are not what you want, that are not in alignment with that vision you see. And it's hard because, you know, I had that fear of like, what happens if I give up everything I've known and it's not better? But that was my limiting beliefs. That was me like, but what happens? You know, that's my inner child. But when I took that leap and was like, well, actually, nothing is better than what my current reality is, I was like, okay, I'm here for it. I'm here for whatever the universe has. And the universe showed me that, like, the things that I never even thought possible were possible, but I just had to be brave enough to choose that. And I just had to be brave enough to commit to that and to not settle for less. So I think self-worth has been the biggest lesson. Control, not controlling the outcomes, not controlling timeframes, not controlling how these things happen. And healing has been the biggest theme as well, in terms of balance, of restoring that divine balance to be able to receive. Like, the one thing I've learned is that alignment is everything. And when it comes to alignment, we really have to look at what is not serving us. We have to look at what's holding us back, what is stopping us from being in alignment, and also what we're bloody refusing to see. Like, it's so true. Like, what are you refusing to see here? If you're feeling stuck, if you're feeling like you're doing everything, what are you refusing to see here? Like, we create the limitations and blocks. The universe does not create that. So it takes ballsy action sometimes and divine faith in the universe, like that trust that you are going to be held and supported when you leap off that cliff. But big leaps bring big rewards. And I am someone who says that in like every single one of my books. And I'm like, maybe you should take your own advice sometimes, Emma, because big leaps bring big rewards. And we have to remind ourselves that, you know, we've got through 100% of our bad days or worst days so far. So there's a 100% survival rate and chance that whatever life brings you, you're gonna survive and you're gonna thrive. And things do get better, but we get what we tolerate. And if we're tolerating things that are not in alignment with the vision and our goals and desires, the universe can't bring in what we want, because it's like, you know, like you want that like chocolate ice cream and you're like, oh yeah, I really want that chocolate ice cream, that favorite Ben and Jerry's chocolate ice cream I really love. But I'm literally eating shit off the street. And you know, the universe is like, are you okay, hun? Because you're eating poo. You are eating poo and you want Ben and Jerry's chocolate ice cream. Like, are you okay down there? So the universe can't bring in the Ben and Jerry's ice cream if you're enjoying eating the poo. And I feel like that's a really extreme example. I could have said anything and I went for poo and ice cream. But you get my drift here of, if we can't see our worth to see that we deserve that Ben and Jerry's chocolate ice cream, the universe can't bring it in, because we're going to be so distracted with the lower energy and the lower vibration things, thinking that that's our safety and our security. And like, is that Ben and Jerry's ice cream going to come? Yeah, it is. You just go down to Tesco's and you just buy it. Like, that's exactly the same with manifestation. Like, anything in this world is possible. And the very things I thought were impossible, I'm gobsmacked, because I'm like, shit, in a year, everything you thought that wasn't possible has happened to you. And you're sat in a place where you have no complaints, no issues, you're the happiest you've ever been, you're the healthiest you've ever been. And isn't that like the biggest blessing ever? Like, that is what the law of attraction is about, is inner fulfillment, so that nothing in the external can affect that inner peace. And, you know, I really feel like I've got to a place where, like, absolutely all these manifestations bring me so much joy and happiness, and it's so much fun and amazing to be in this place in my life. But also as well, I don't pin that happiness on those things. I'm like, I create my happiness. I am in charge of my happiness. It is my responsibility to make sure I am doing my inner work, to make sure that I am showing up as the best person I can be for myself, for others, for work, for you guys, you know. And I really do think, like, that ballsy decision last year changed my life forever. And I want to thank and dedicate this podcast to 26-year-old Emma, who was like, do you know what? That is not going to be my fate. That is not going to be my destiny. And I create my reality, and I know I deserve more. And that brave little badass 26-year-old, 1 year later, is sat here as a, well, when you're listening to this, 28-year-old, having created the life she very wanted. Now, you may say, but Emma, you're the spiritual queen, you're the manifestation queen, like, surely you can manifest your tits off, do you know what I mean? You can manifest with your eyes closed. And yes, that definitely is true. But in my personal life, there were so many blocks there of inner work and just me tolerating stuff. But like I've said, like, if we're not seeing things and we're not, like, being truly honest with ourselves and not doing that inner work, like, we can't see those things, right? So, and I, again, I really do believe that divine timing and things, you know, things unfold as they're meant to as well. So I don't look back and think like, oh, I should have seen that sooner, or I should have done that sooner. I'm like, no, looking at my life and looking back over the last year, every single thing happened at the exact time it was meant to. Like, it's actually a little bit crazy when I look back and I'm like, shit, that had to happen at that time. And then that happened. And then, oh my God. And then actually that happened. I don't blame myself. I don't judge myself, because we have to have compassion for ourselves. And we have to, you know, all realize we're all human. We're all learning. We're all growing. We're all evolving. And we're all perfectly imperfect. So yeah, I'm probably not gonna, you know, probably, like, you know, 5 years down the line, I'll be like, forgot about that. How did I not see that? We're human, and we can't pedestal people as these, like, perfect human beings. Like, if I didn't realize when I have inner work to do, or if I didn't take action and heal and do these things, how would I ever be able to teach you guys? So I think as well, it's really looking at, like, nobody's perfect, everybody's human. When people say they're living their best lives, if they're telling you that online, they're really probably not. And it takes time. These things take time. They don't just all happen overnight. You know, one of my favorite quotes is everything but not at once. And, you know, things falling into place, you know, even in just my own life, has taken time. But everything in its perfect timing. And I look back and I'm like, God, if I had have manifested all those things at once, like, gosh, how would I have dealt with that? Like, that would have been a lot. So actually, I see this book writing itself. I see Luna coming into my life and other things at that perfect timing, as I had the space, as my work shifted, because my work needed my energy for the last few years, things shifted. And then I was like, huh, okay, work doesn't need me as much now. And that's good. That's, like, yes. Amen to that abundance, that I've created a business that I can do what I want, have the flexibility, and not work crazy hours like I used to. And then now I've created that space for the very things and the focuses I want on this next phase in my life. So I think it's important to witness, like, everything has a season, everything has a time in your life. And you just can't judge yourself for not knowing things before you did know. Because, do you know what? Like, yeah, okay, maybe subconsciously you did, maybe consciously you did. But actually, I am somebody who never ever ignores a gut feeling. Like, it's always a joke with me and my friends that when Emma gets a gut feeling, like, yeah, she's gonna do it, and there's no talking her out of anything. So I knew, and those gut feelings came up at the times they were meant to, and I witnessed that beautiful journey over the last year, and I'm like, gosh, like, with every single thing that happened, every single thing led me to here, led me to this version of myself, and led me to the happiest I've been, I think, in my whole entire life. And with this abundance around me and this peace, man, like, this just absolute peace, which has been the goal for so long, like, so long. So my message to you, as my birthday takeaways, as a cute little doggy walks past the window, is that everything in its own time, nothing before its time, which is a tattoo on my body. And when we can realize our self-worth, heal our self-worth if we need to, and take those big ballsy leaps. If you are not happy with where you are in life, you're choosing it. And I used to hear that and I was like, fuck you, I'm not choosing this. Like, what are you on about? I was choosing it. So remember, like, you are choosing that reality. And it may feel uncomfortable to hear that. And it may feel like, but how do I not choose that reality, Em? And the truth is, you have to be brave enough to take that leap. You have to be brave enough to say no to anything that does not align with that version of the wealth and manifestations you want. You have to be able to say no. If it's not in alignment and it's not reflecting what you want, it's not your manifestation. And again, another great, great tip I learned along the way, especially this year, was you'll know that it's meant for you by the way it makes your nervous system feel. Oh, you know it's meant for you by the way your nervous system feels. And it's so true, because when things are meant for you, yes, you might have like natural fears and natural doubts and just, you know, natural things that come up that everybody has. But your service system, your nervous system, will still feel happy. Your nervous system will still feel calm. It will feel calming to your body. It will not feel tense. It will not cause you stress. It will not cause you to feel heightened in your immune and nervous system. It will feel good. And sometimes when we get the very things we want, we do start to freak out a little bit. But again, your nervous system is still going to feel good. It's not going to feel stressed. It's not going to be like a tense and just, you know, making you feel ill, maybe even like affecting your body and like, you know, all the things that come with our body. Like, you know, you will feel good. Your body will be able to relax and breathe and expand. It's not going to feel constricted and tense and not happy. So you know it's meant for you by the way it makes your nervous system feel, and please take that with you in your life, because I'm a living preacher of that, having had that happen, like having, you know, lived that. It is so true, and we need to release our need for control, because it's not serving us. Like, the control is coming from the inner child that wants to feel, you know, empowered. It's like, I got this, I'm driving this car of the universe of life. But the universe is like, no, hun, no, you're not. Like, we can't put, nothing is ever a given. And I think that is also a really important thing to remember, that there are so many polarities here of, yes, we create our reality, but also we have a soul plan, we have soul contracts. If it's not for our highest good and it's not in alignment, it's also not going to happen. But also, nothing is certain in this lifetime. And it's combining all of those and realizing when nothing is ever given, nothing is ever certain, like anything is possible. And if anything is possible, the very things that you think are impossible for you and feel unachievable, feel impossible or a long way away, anything can change in a year. And I am living proof of that, like quite literally living proof of that. And all it took was self-worth, healing that inner work as a whole, and being brave enough to say no to things that didn't align with what I wanted or didn't feel good to me. And it felt scary doing that. Don't get me wrong, it wasn't a walk in the park. It was scary. But with every decision I made, it felt lighter. With every no I gave to things that didn't serve me and didn't feel right, yeah, it felt scary, but it felt better. It felt lighter. And even in some circumstances, the universe showed me that actually what could be a no at one point doesn't always have to be a no, and that what is meant for you will come back around, and that what is meant for you can never pass you by. Again, another lesson I truly learned the meaning of this year, that what is truly meant for you will never pass you by. So if you relax into the knowing of that, you can release the stress, you can release the control, and just breathe and just be and just experience joy and presentness and happiness. Because when you take the pressure off yourself, knowing that what is meant for you will never pass you by, how much lighter does that feel? How much better does that feel? And that you don't have to push, you don't have to control, you don't have to make it happen. And I really learned, and me and my friend were reflecting on this recently, that actually the less I do, the more I attract. And it, you know, you guys have heard my phrase, Emma does less, Emma attracts more. And after my accountant called me, after I reflected on my year, I'm like, wow, Emma did do less and Emma did attract more in all forms of abundance. So I think it's really about remembering that sometimes the less we do, the more we manifest, and that actually we don't always have to take action and force, push, do to receive. Receiving is very much doing nothing. Like, receiving is very much an energy of allowing and doing very minimal stuff. So I really want to challenge you, if you are resonating with the workaholic Emma who was unbalanced, had chronic stress, burnout, and all these other great things, felt stuck in life, to do nothing. To do nothing. And you guys will know, I spoke about this on this podcast earlier this year, that me and my friend Caitlin challenged ourselves to do nothing. And again, even further along the line now, absolutely is paying off in a million ways and one. And sometimes doing nothing is the very thing you need to do. Because by doing nothing, I allowed the healing to come up that I needed to. By doing nothing, my health came to the forefront. By doing nothing, I made the pivots in my business I had to make to call in the other things I wanted in life. By doing nothing, that, you know, Luna came to me out of nowhere in the most magical way. By doing nothing, and when I say doing nothing, obviously I took small inspired actions with these manifestations, of course, but I didn't force it, I didn't go out of my way, I didn't manipulate or control or obsess. I was just like, yeah, I'm just gonna buy a dog book, feel cool to buy a dog book, I'm gonna buy a dog book and I'm not gonna think too much about it. And you know, by doing nothing with my other desires, I realized that actually, I could allow myself to receive. And that was one of my big lessons as well, allowing myself to receive, allowing myself to truly learn the true meaning of divine receiving from the universe. So I hope all of that makes sense. I hope it's inspired you. I hope it has given you a little insight into, you know, what's happened for me the last year of my life, and where I'm entering into now as a 28-year-old. Like, it feels fun, it feels exciting. For once, I'm actually quite excited about this year and like all the magical things it could bring. And you know, I got asked on a podcast the other day of like, what are you calling in this year? And I thought it was a really good question. I was like, oh, better put that on my birthday podcast. And nothing is my answer. More of this is my answer. And she said, you know, what does more of this mean? And I said, peace, joy, happiness, like more of this, please, universe, because I don't feel I need anything particularly to, you know, like I don't necessarily have goals of things I need to achieve this year. Yeah, like I don't really have anything. I'm actually really, truly open to what the universe wants to bring in this year. Like, you know, if I need to move house, I will. If a house is meant to come in, I will. But equally, I'm not fussed. I'm happy where I am. So I think, yeah, like definitely more of this. Happiness, joy, peace, and maintaining. I don't feel like I particularly need anything or want to set goals. Like, it's really weird. I'm like, who are you, Emma? Who are you, this surrendered spiritual queen? But I think that's sometimes the beauty of life. I don't think I really had too many goals last year. I think I wanted happiness and I wanted peace, and I feel like I've achieved every single one of those intentions I did set, but I don't think I had like manifestation goals of like, do this. Yeah, I don't think I did. I think I did with Positively Wealthy, the book, but yeah, I don't think I had like manifest this or manifest that. I think I had like, it would be nice if that happened, but it wasn't like I need this. I like, this will happen in the next 12 months. It wasn't like that. So I'm going to do that again because fuck me, it works. I'm just going to be like, you know what, universe, open. Open to whatever's for my highest good of all. I trust you. I now finally trust you. I see that there was a great plan all along that I just couldn't see at the time. And you know what? More of this, please, universe. It's been a fab year. It's been a healing year. It's been tough in times, obviously. Like, you know, going through that transformation is never like a walk in the park. You know, it was tough at times. I cried at times. I felt pain at times. I, you know, experienced trauma at times, which I then had to heal in sessions. So again, it's more of this peace, happiness, joy, love, all the feelings that I'm feeling now and at this present moment, here for it. And I'm here for whatever the universe has planned in terms of the business, in terms of the book, in terms of everything, like here for it. More of this, more abundance, more joy, more love, more peace, here for it. So there's my intentions. And I might make this a yearly thing, like have a little recap and be like, oh yeah, set this intention last year, what happened? So I'm gonna do it. To my 29-year-old self who's listening to this next year, I hope you had an epic year, babe. I hope that like you experienced more of these things. I hope that even if there were challenges and struggles, you realize that actually you're in such a good, stable place in your life that actually, like, you know, people go through those things and it's just a part of life. And I hope that you finish, well, you will have to because you have a deadline. I hope you finish the book. And it's a really healing and exciting book that's going to help a lot of people and you're really proud of it. And I hope that you get to maybe travel. I hope that in the last year you have felt so many amazing positive emotions and continue to see movement and growth in your life that you've wanted for so long. So yeah, hope you're doing well, babes. Love you lots. So that's my podcast. Hope it inspired you. Hope it helped. Hope it has given you some nuggets of wisdom and tools that you can go away and try yourself. But challenge yourself. Make the commitment to yourself today. 12 months from today, a year from today, if you chose that big scary thing and raised your self-worth and took that leap of faith and did the things that very scared you, where would you be? Think about it. Where would you be? You'd be in a whole new life, a whole new reality. And how exciting is that? So I hope you guys have a fantastic week, whatever you're up to. Thank you so much, guys, for listening to my podcast. I appreciate all your views and listens. Don't forget to subscribe if you're new here, because I would love to see you again. Don't forget you can join my free Law of Attraction support group over on Facebook, where I can join myself and other like-minded souls, where we talk all things Law of Attraction and spirituality. I hope you have a great week, whatever you're up to.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And I'll see you all in my next podcast episode, which will be next week. Lots of love, guys.